Okay, good evening, everyone. Great to see some familiar faces. Two different shaylos continue on Halach Hilchos Chanukah with Rav Nevin Saul. He was asked the following question. It's the second night of Chanukah, and he has two candles left. One is a regular Chanukah candle that lights for more than a half hour, and the second candle he has is a Yahrzeit candle because the person happens to have Yahrzeit on the second night of Chanukah. So what should he do? Should he light both of the candles for Chanukah, Mahadrim and Mahadrim, it's the second night, or Ner Yishebeso, light one candle for Chanukah, and light the other one, L'shem, the Yahrzeit. He actually quotes, sounds clearly like a Rav Zilberstein question. He quotes Rav Zilberstein in the footnotes with the same Shaila. No Sefer to reference, but he says that Rav Zilberstein asked the same question. He paskins very clearly. Both go for Neiros Chanukah, not for the Yahrzeit. One should, why is that? And he writes, because any single time, right? First of all, when you're doing this mitzvah, one should have in mind that he's doing this mitzvah, L'iloi Nishmas, his father. Secondly, he says, since this is the person that raised him, he's an extension, right? The child, an extension of the parent. And any mitzvahs that they do are an Eloi for this neshama, right? So by doing this mitzvah, mehadrin, mina mehadrin, in the ideal way, we didn't point this out yet, but the Shulchan, even though the Gemara has three different levels of how to fulfill the mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah, the Shulchan Aruch only goes to level three. It overlooks level one, level two, and only mentions mehadrin, mina mehadrin. So that's what you should be doing. And he writes, really, that this is really the yesod. Any child passing on the legacy of their parents, every mitzvah they do is deposited for them and also for their parents in Shemayim. That is question number one. Secondly, he was asked the following. He was asking, and again, this I remember as a child, every year around probably this time of year, we would get in the mail a box of candles, right? Exactly the exact amount of candles, different colors. You get that in the mail. The issue with those candles that everybody gets that size, you can get them down from the store. I don't think they stop coming. They're like 99 cents, a dollar for the whole thing. They don't light for a half hour. So an adult for sure should not be lighting those candles for the mitzvah of Chanukah because they don't light for a half hour. So Rav Nevin Saul was asked, can you use them for a child? Can a child that was higia l'chinuch, 6-7 years old approximately, who's not yet bar bat mitzvah, can they light those candles and make a bracha on lighting of a candle that does not last for a half hour? Rav Nevin Saul feels that should not be done. He feels very strongly that when you are mechanech a child in a mitzvah, they should be doing the mitzvah in that if they were an adult, they would be fulfilling the mitzvah. L'mahadrin minahadrin? No. The chinuch set that we get for the kids. You don't say the mitzvah. It's not a mehadrin. It's not a mehudr estrog. You don't have to get... They should learn the halachos first. And then they'll get a mehudr estrog when they get older. But the mitzvah has to translate when they get older. I think there's a rit for this explicitly. And it needs to be done that way. So therefore, for a 6-7-year-old, I would say approximately every child, chanoch l'nar, pidarko, exactly what age that is. But at that certain age, one should then go up a level, use candles that do last for a half hour, and it wouldn't necessarily be those smaller candles. We will stop here with those two questions and continue tomorrow.